many Achronim discuss, contemporary Achronim discuss the Shaila, and they're connected to this halachas that we're just learning now, with regards to the light in the fridge. The light in the fridge. And the discussion, the question asked, is that if you open the fridge or you close it, you're not really, one could argue, that like we find over here, that gram kibboy, the indirect causing of fire to get extinguished. Sometimes it's even mutter, but certainly only with the Rabbanon, the fact that it's indirect. So maybe, perhaps, one could argue also that the fact you're opening and closing the fridge, and that's only indirectly causing the light to go on and off, maybe you could argue that it's mutter. Because mechanically, what you're doing really is, what action are you doing? What you're doing is you're opening a door. Pardon?
By opening the door, the switch opens.
Yeah. So one could argue that maybe, you said it's direct.
Embedded in the top of the fridge freezer, and when you close the door, it detects another magnet, and that uses it creates some kind of circuit using electromagnetism,
which is negative circuit. Yeah.
So it's not the same thing as a pushy in outy thing.
But either way, both are direct.
Good. So agreed to what you are saying. The poskim, and that's Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, and pretty much all the big people, they agree. They say that since it's no difference really to if you're holding a stick in your hand and you are pressing the light on and off through your stick, you wouldn't say that it's gromer. You're going to say it's ma'aseh b'dam. It's you ma'aseh mamash. It's your hand. It's your extension of your hand. So therefore, they argue that you can't even start with an argument of gomer, because all you're doing really is by opening the fridge. So there's the sticky extension there that is actually pushing it on, open and closing it. Therefore, it's not gomer. They said it's certainly also medina. It's not gomer.
Closing should be secondary.
Why is that?
Because if you just give it a tap and it closes by itself,
if it closes by itself,
then it closes by itself after a certain amount of supply.
I hear that. Yeah, there's an additional element as well, discussion as well, which is not now for discussion, but there's also the element of psikresha or being enemischaven, or psikresha or nichalei, depending on your intention. Do you actually want the light or not? Do you want? But that's maybe not for now, but we'll get to similar svaros later on. Yeah. That will be from the thermostat, though. That is gomer, though.
Ah,
is it? Yeah, then it will be. If that's the case, then certainly yes.
Yeah. So it would apply by an oven as well. So if you open the oven, but it causes the thermostat.
If it does, yeah.
No, by the cold heat. If it's just by the temperature going down.
If it's a gomer, if it's not direct, if it's a gomer, then it will be more. Yes, that will be because yeah.
It's indirect.
It's indirect.
Cold air enters, which would therefore cause the temperature to decrease. It would recognize that, therefore the thermostat would cause the heat to go up.
Yeah, that goes into a shiloh if it's actually gromer or not. Is it inevitable or not?
How quickly do it?
Right, so if it's not inevitable, then many poskim will be matter. If it's inevitable, if it's for sure going to go on, then it's not, yeah. 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 Yes. It's open already,
yes.
And now the shaila is as to whether you can.
Close it.
No, if the light is going to go off. It's still, you're not allowed to close it. You're not allowed to close it. If it closes by itself, yeah.
If you leave it there for the whole Shabbos.
Yeah, I want to say something. I experienced this once. It was actually on Shabbos day. It wasn't on Shabbos. That the sellotape, I don't know, there must be a more sophisticated way. I go for brand sellotape. I don't know what you do. I go for the brand sellotape. Now, is there anything more advanced nowadays?
Yeah, duct
Okay, fine. We go for the brown tape. And once, this is going back many years, he went. The sellotape came off on Shabbos. And I want to say that somebody advised me, it was very interesting that it really, really does work. You're worried about the food going off, and it was, I think it was still in that as well. And you're worried about the food going off and all that, right? So the truth is, it's very interesting that the light went on. So what I did is, somebody told me that, and it really does work. I took a plastic tablecloth, you know, the plastic, the cover for the cover of the tablecloth. They're quite long, yeah? So you put that in the fridge. You put that, you open the fridge, because you don't want to close it. You put the plastic from top to bottom, and it keeps it very cold.
Yes, that's how shops work.
That's how shops work, okay, fine. Oh yeah, that's right, the shops have got a similar kit, yeah. So, in terms of the food, it's true that it kept running the whole time, so that maybe, that might not be so good for the motor, might not be so good of it, but in terms of the food, there was no... Everything was fine. It was very cold still. Okay, we're up to Seif Beis in page 114. Simen Reish Ein Zayin. Hoselif Toach HaTelets Keneged HaMedua. Talking about doors. If you've got a fire, you're Hoselif Toach HaTelets Keneged HaMedua. You've got a medua, which means a fire, and you've got a door, which is, you've got a door, and the door is very close to the fire. Shulchan Aruch teaches us and says the following. Also, it's also Lif Toach HaTelets to open the door. Keneget, which is right opposite Hamadur of the fire, Shikroiva etzel adelet, if it's close to the door. So imagine you've got a door and you've got a fire next to it. Don't open the door straight in front of that. So the fire is like a fire, you know, to keep the house warm, etc. So you're not allowed to open it straight away, and then the fire is right opposite. Even if the wind, which is blowing currently, is normal kind of wind, not particularly strong, it's not a tornado going on, it's not particularly strong, it's not like a massive thing, it's regular kind of wind outside. So even if there's only regular wind conditions, it's also to open the door. Why? But if the door is open already before Shabbos, you're allowed to close the door. So we're learning that opening the door is also if the fire is right next to it, even if it's regular kind of wind, but if the door is open, you're allowed to close it. Mishnah explains in Zivkot and Tes, can I get a medua? Why is that? Because the blowing wind causes the fire to burn stronger. Thank you, to burn stronger. That's not your intention. You're not opening the door because you want the fire to blow to be stronger. The only reason why opening the door is because you want to go to shul. But nevertheless, it's still a psikesha. By opening the door, and there is a wind outside, for sure there is going to be some wind blowing into the fire and causing it to have a new schatches. So therefore it's going to be also. It's not why you're opening the door, but nevertheless, since you are inevitably, for sure, causing the fire to get warmed up from it, it's also, it's a psikesha.
That might be a derivative, right?
It probably might be, yeah. Yeah, psikesha, it's enemy schavim, but it's a psikesha. Yeah, it's going to be probably. It's a machloikas, but we said it's. Now, there is an interesting point that I'm going to address over here. So, just to clarify, we're saying you're allowed to open the door. You're not allowed to open the door. So although your intention is not to do anything about the fire, so that goes into the world of Eino Mischaven, it's not your intention, and normally Eino Mischaven is not a complete Issa to do something which is, if that's not your intention, it's normally not an Issa de Reise. But over here, although it's not your intention, it's going to be also because for sure that's going to happen, it's also. So Bishlam Zaman, whilst he was learning this, he had a kasha, and he said, imagine the following scenario. Does anybody have flower pots or plants or anything like that? Yeah? And you've got it by the window? Anybody by the window? Mm-hmm. Yeah? You close the curtains? Says the Pshem Zalman, based on this halacha, the Pshem Zalman asks, he says, why are you allowed to open the curtains on Shabbos morning? And that will allow the sun to shine onto the flower. Onto the plant. Because, pardon? Yeah, so saying that it's unlikely. It's like a sofek rochuk. It's like a bit. Yeah, he said also. He even asked. He said, "What about opening the window and allowing more oxygen to go in?" Okay, that may be a bit not such a straightforward question, but for sure we're asking the sun. He says, "You're opening the curtains. You're opening the curtains. There's sun shining in. What's the hetter to do that? It's not your intention is not." Your intention may not be, one second, your intention may not be to allow the sun to penetrate, for the sun to shine onto the plant. It may not be your intention. You're opening the curtains because you want to just open up the curtains. One second. But at the end of the day, it's a psychresia. It's inevitable that the plant will get nutrition, the sun, for growth. And that's going to be also no different. That's what Pshem Zaman said. It's no different. It surely should be comparable to this halach of year. You're not allowed to open the door. Why not allowed to open the door? Because you want to get out. But why not allowed to? Because it's the flame is right next to the door. And by opening the door, there's going to be a gush of wind, which is going to make the flame go stronger. So he said, that's the same thing. You're opening the curtains.
Because the grass even, because your shade will stop.
Okay, so there is a slight difference. But I hear you. I'll tell you the slight difference.
Also, it's a
but one second, Misvara Groma, I hear your point. But we're talking before Shulchan Aruch over here, and Shulchan Aruch defines opening door as a Maisa Osu. It's an action which is prohibited. So you get a kash, why isn't it called Groma? Good question. But we have Shulchan Aruch, which is Shlomo Zalman. He said, what's the difference? Good question, huh? I like it.
Because by the door, you're causing a bellowing fat action.
Yeah, one's immediate and one's...
Oh, that's an interesting point. You're saying that the difference is in the time span that it takes for it to take place. So with regards to the fire, it's immediate. I open the door, wind goes in, that's it. Takes a grand total of less than a second. However, with regards to the flower, the plant, the opening of the window will not straight away cause any growth of the plant. Growing a plant on Shabbos Melocha of? Zeriah. Very good. That's right. Zeriah. To make something grow is Zeriah. So you're causing Zeriah to happen, but that's not happening now. That's happening later on. Yeah. So I hear that. Yeah.
So Chachamim were never Oser in this case because Klal Yisrael would not have been able to be sober
that. Why? You don't have to have a plant by the window. Plenty of people out there have flowers and plants elsewhere and not necessarily by the window. You're right, Lemaisa, that it's mutter. Yeah, we're agreeing. But I'm just saying that svara of Chai Bohem.
If you take it so far, that absolutely everything's awesome.
What's the difference? I want to know what's the difference. If it's the Rocheda Kinoyam, which is a svara that the Gemara says in Yevomas, so I hear what you're saying, to Rocheda Kinoyam, which is a very good svara, that life of a Yid has to be a normal life. We're not expecting awkward things of Yidden, that's just a good svara. But then I want to know what is the difference between this and this case. That's what Shem Zaman asked. The Shem Zaman was a very, he said, Misvore, he could hear why it should be mutter. But he wants to have a differentiation, a difference between this case and that case.
There's a massive difference.
What's that?
Well, by the light coming in, you're causing certain processes to occur, right? Which, the beginning of photosynthesis and so on, which will therefore might not actually first of all need it to grow. It might need just more carbon dioxide and oxygen production, but it wouldn't actually need it to grow first of all. Second of all is it's suddenly levels down.
Levels down. So you're talking about similar to it's time. That it's not immediate.
It's relevant to time. If it's just growth that's a problem, it's definitely growing.
Is that there's many things that need to happen in order to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I hear that. So Reb Shlomo Zalman left you with a Tzorich Ian. And again, Reb Shlomo Zalman's question was, what is the difference between both cases? What is the difference between this and that? That's Reb Shlomo Zalman, yeah. Is pardon it? I would argue that the person has got a plant over there, he wants it to grow and he gets Hanah from it, otherwise he wouldn't have a plant there. He doesn't want it to die. You're saying that the Hanor is a limited Hanor. Although, having said that, the person who goes out of the house, what Hanor does he have from the fire? Yeah. The Tahanu is more direct than the growing of the plant. Okay. Pshamazamali with the Tzorichian. He said, so I think the question itself, sometimes you just enjoy a question. I think it's one of those. You know, you just enjoy the question. You just enjoy the question. Yeah. You see that? If that's going to be also, that should be also as well. Yeah, but I hear sometimes they do. But you have to, they must be within some parameters.
I mean, sometimes it's just to do with what's obvious and what isn't obvious.
So you see, that's something that the Cheda Kinoyam, that's something which is livable with, that's something which is not livable with.
The Chachamim, when there's clear and present, something nikar, then they might choose to be
Gozer
even when the Swara
is different. Yeah, right, okay, I think that you... okay. I'm just enjoying the question. Okay, Sif Gimel, Shochach, Neir Altar. We're moving on to a slightly different topic, Again, it's about Neir, but a slightly different element of it, and that's based on the Aloch of Bosses. Aboisai, there's Aloch of Bosses, and we've touched on it a few times. Bosses means when you have an item which we would call muktzah, which is something which is also a tiltul, we would normally call a muktzah item, and that is placed on a bosses, which the correct translation would probably be a base. Oh yeah, very good. A base. I don't mean the letter base. I mean the English word base. Platform. So that's placed on a platform, on a base. So now, that platform, which is holding the tovah osu, the muktzah item, that now becomes a bosses level also, and now becomes also in its own right. You never want to be supporting somebody that is wrong, that is in that's the svar behind it. You don't want to be supporting something or somebody that is also. So a bosses level also is also now. So, but there is a big difference though. When it comes to a bosses, there's a difference. Why is it a bosses? Is it something which you intended it to be a bosses? Is the reason why I've got this this record over here on the table, is it because I wanted it to be there? It was meant to hold. This table was meant to hold the recorder, which is case number one. Or actually, no, I'd never intended the table to hold the recorder. It just happened to be that I forgot all about it. So there's a difference when it comes to bosses as whether it's intentional or it's just forgotten. There's a big difference and we'll see soon why. Rabbi says, Siv Gimel, the last word of this page 114, Shochach, he forgot Neir al Tavlo. So this is a Yid, an individual who forgot a candle on a Tavlo, which we would translate probably on any base, on a table, on a Tavlo, it's kind of platform. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's not just a platform; it could be anything really. It could be a table as well. It's anything. So what? And you want this table now? You want to use it? You want to have your dessert on it? You want to play Monopoly on it? You need that table now. You've got the candle there. Okay, fine. Okay, thank you. Yeah, okay. Al tavlo menayas al tavlo. You are allowed to shuckle. You're allowed to shake the tavlo, this table. For Neufel, and it falls, and the candle falls down. Note the fire hazard over here, for some reason, is. Your Menai is a table, you can chuckle, you can shake the table. For Neufel, and the candle falls. Afilei Modoylek, even though the fire is still lit, the candle is lit. Rak, only Shaloi Chavel Lechaboisoi. You know what? It's very likely that it's going to get extinguished. This candle is one of those candles that, as it falls down, it's going to go off. So the question is, why not to shake it off? There's two chidushim over here. What's the two chidushim? What the second chidush is? One of the chidushim is that the fact that you're allowed to in terms of kibui, we're allowed to extinguish it. Why is that? So that's not called the gomer. It's not called the gomer because it's ma'aseh mamash. It's main shuckling it that makes it fall down. That's not called the gomer, but it is called ein mischaven. It's not your intention. Your intention is to free the table for usage. You want to have the table. So now what's happening? You're shuckling the table. It's falling off, and now it's going to get extinguished. So your intention wasn't to extinguish the candle. Your intention was to free the table.
If this could be one that will come out, you know that.
So very good. It's very good. Very good. Very, very good. So it's considered not a psikesha. It's not considered a psikesha because at times they won't go off immediately. At times they won't go off at all. So it's not considered a psikesha. You are right. If it's psikesha, we'll have to address it. But as general case, it's not psikesha.
So if it's So if it doesn't go there, you have to look there.
Okay, so good. No, that's a very very practical very practical point. So it's it could be that it just falls in a way that it's not dangerous. But if or could be that if it gets dangerous, it gets dangerous. Then there's another reason why you're allowed to extinguish it. But that's going to, once it's on the floor. If you have a hetzer because of pikuach nefesh, of chashash takana, different. But we're addressing one point at a time. So in terms of shocking it off, you're allowed to because it's not psikasha. Now there's another point over here, which is in terms of bosses. Why not to touch the table in the first place? Bosses. Allowed to lift up a bosses? The answer is not allowed to. Very good. So generally speaking, you're not allowed to. Something which is bosses. Yeah, if in this case over here, I'm taking this away for a reason. If I've got a recorder over here and I place the recorder on the table, very purposely, I wanted it there. And suddenly I changed my mind and I want to use the table on Shabbos. So now I'm not allowed to shake the table because it's mukta, it's a bosses. It's a bosses. Something which holds a dava also becomes bosses. How about you say, the table on Shabbos, our table on Shabbos, where do you keep your Shabbos lechtas, your Shabbos candles? You keep it on the table. So you have, and underneath it, you sometimes have a silver thing? Right, so I want to tell you that depending on what your Seder Yom is on Friday and how you set the table and what your thing is, but chances are that you're not allowed to. You've got the Shabbos candles. It's placed on some sort of silver or glass or something. What is that called? A tray, right? So that tray is probably going to be a bosses. It's also, according to all opinions, a bosses. Now you're not allowed, if somebody wants to move it or something, it's also you're not allowed to because it's a bosses. It's also you're not allowed to, and that's true for everything. Wherever you keep a mukta item, it's generally the thing holding it, the platform, the tray, or whatever it is holding it, is going to be a bosses. So you're not allowed to. So why are you allowed to shake off the candle? Why are you allowed to? It's bosses. You're not allowed to. The answer is the very first word, as you pointed out, shoch, because he's forgotten. The candle was not there intentionally. It was there because you forgot it there. And the halacha that we're learning now, which is very big chiddush, is that shochach doesn't make into a bosses. It's very good to know. It's very good to know. Okay, let's carry on the Ramah. For Tov La'asos al Edein Yehudi b'mokim shein tzorech kol kach. Ramah says, you know what? With regards to shuckling off these candles, it's true that ideally, it's true that really allowed to do it. But if you can, if you've got a goy who can anyway do it, he loves shaking tables. So you cannot, you know, tell him, you know, don't you mind? Do you mind? Can you just ask a goy if possible? But no worries if you can't. But it must be a wax candle, similar. It must be a candle that doesn't have oil in it. But if it's an oil candle, if you've got an oil candle, and then by shocking, inevitably, what's going to happen for practical, very practical level, by dropping it, what's going to be is likely that the wicks and the and the oil is going to get thing, and it's more like it's just an enemy's chavon. It's a psik reisha v'nim to mavir. You're for sure going to extinguish it. It's not possible to shake off an oil candle without extinguishing it. It's just not possible. You try to shake off an oil thing with a candle. He's going to say that's a psik reisha. That's going to be also. Rabbi said we're learning now an important halacha to shake off a candle. Is if it's inevitably going to get extinguished, if it's for sure going to get extinguished, it's also you're causing kibbutz to happen. I don't like the word causing. You're making kibbutz to happen. I don't want to grammar kasha. Yeah, you're making it happen. You're making a kibbutz happening. That's also it's not your intention. Might not be your intention. You want to have the table. You want to have something else. But it's einam ischaven. But if it's a psik reisha, it's for sure going to happen. It's also. However, if there's chances that it will get extinguished, chances it won't get extinguished, then it's just an enemy's chavan, and it's going to be muta. What happened if that candle was on the table for very, very good reason? It's not that it's just forgotten it. It was there for good reason. Are you allowed to shake it off?
No.
Why not?
That could be shocker.
Very good. Why?
Otherwise it's a bosses.
Very good, because of bosses. So we're learning, besides the fact that there's a problem of extinguishing the candle, just the actual shaking of the table is only mutter if it's shochach. If it's shochach, there is no halacha of bosses. But if it was put intentionally there, He was intentionally placed there. Then it's a bosses. Don't touch a bosses. Don't shake a bosses.
If it's on a tray, you shut the table then, because not bosses. The table's not bosses.
Why is it not?
The tray's not bosses.
But it's
a candle on the tray.
So bosses over bosses. So why is it? Is it still a bosses? It's in a bosses. The only thing that you're referring to, which is true, is that there's a halacha of something which is a bosses for tova heta and tova also, then it's muta. If something is a bosses, not only for a mukta item, but it's also a bosses of heta and it's muta. So in our case of the tray on Shabbos, it's a very simple etzah. A lot of people put a becher on the, if you want to, for some reason, you want to be able to be able to lift up the tray where the candles are. Correct. So one second, I just want to bring out one point. So if you put a becher there, if you put a silver item there, so it would, the tray underneath it is a bosses ledova also and ledova muta. And then it's going to be more to lift it up. Let's see this inside. We have a few Mishnah Buras to do inside of here. Sifkot Yud Beis in the Mishnah Bura, back to page 114, says, you forgot the candle. And what's the reason again that it's important that it's forgot? It's forgotten, otherwise it becomes a bosses. Even if we're placed on a reason. The intention was never that it should remain there throughout Shabbos, and it was forgotten there. Who? It's considered. So if it's forgotten, it's not a bosses. If it was there intentionally to stay there for Shabbos, it becomes a bosses. The candle on Shabbos on the table. That's the same halach over here. Okay. I think that the rest we'll keep for tomorrow. But Ezra Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy. We learned tonight the halach of opening and closing the door. We spoke about the opening and closing door in front of a fire. And we said that it's also because the wind is going to blow it out. And that's called that's also. We spoke extensively about Shlomo Zalman's question. We spoke then about the shochach, a candle. If someone forgot a candle on a table, you'll have to shake it off. If perhaps the candle is not going to go off. And if it's not, if it's forgotten, the candle was forgotten, otherwise it's got a problem. If it's demidas, you're going to have run into trouble because bosses. So you have to think about two things. You have to think about bosses, and that's helped by shochach. And if you think about kibui, and that's if it's enemis chavon, it's not psikesha. Good evening, Abu Sa'id.